When you pick up Charisma Magazine, do you make a beeline for Stephen Strang's column? If so, you're like a lot of Charisma readers. Now you have the option of listening to Charisma's founder's column, not just read it. I'm Kurt Landry, and I downloaded Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story of over 100 pastors coming together to stand against the practice of Eastern religions in public schools. That story right after this short message.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
In North Central Ohio, the pastors are not staying silent. Local students have been instructed to practice Eastern religion in their classroom through yoga. 39 schools have been approached by the over 100 unified pastors and religious leaders to oppose the practicing of spiritual transformative yoga in classrooms of children. Dr. Mark Hamilton says that schools have been violating the Establishment Clause, the separation of church and state, by promoting Hinduism. In 1988, there was a case in Arkansas known as Powell v. Perry, where the court ruled that yoga is a method of practicing Hinduism. Another court in 1995 ruled that Hindu yoga is a religious tradition. Rabbi William Holbrook says that in his congregation there was a family whose son was instructed to practice yoga, which is contrary to their religious beliefs. He recommends that the schools need to remove this from their classrooms, and he believes that it is harming their children. Another parent said that her son was coerced to participate in yoga practices during class without her permission and against her will. The Frontlines Ohio article, which can be found at charismanews.com, even shows a video which includes pictures of students seen bowing before the sun god, as well as other poses associated with Hinduism. The letter sent by the clergy of 105 different and diverse body of faith leaders requests a response in writing from the boards of the school districts, assuring them that yoga and any form of transcendental meditation will not be permitted within their school districts during school hours. The group has notified the American Center for Law and Justice, and the ACLJ has launched a national petition and started litigation from this matter. The clergy from the Buckeye State pledged to keep the school officials on their toes, especially concerning exposing young minds to Eastern religions. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. This is John. God bless you.